AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 40 futile years end for fans of the Golden State Warriors.
They have earned the right to be the champion.
Partying in San Francisco's Mission District overnight after the club won its first NBA title since 1975 with a 105-97 six-game victory on the road over the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron James of the Cavaliers, who scored 32 points in the loss, admits his disappointment.
For me, it's never a success if you go out losing.
What's left? A tropical storm Bill bringing lots of rain as it moves further inland. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke.
This could still be a deadly storm as it moves inland and weakens. We'll continue to have intense rainfall and flash flooding, especially across Texas and Oklahoma.
Forecasters calling for generally 3 to 6 inches of rain, with up to a foot possible in some places. Flash flood warnings already posted several parts of southeast Texas. More firefighters are headed to Alaska from the lower 48 states and Canada to take on a pair of wildfires north and south of Anchorage that have forced hundreds of people to evacuate. Republican leaders in Congress making plans for what may happen should the Supreme Court rule against federal health insurance. Shirley Smith with more.
The Supreme Court's expected to rule very soon on a pillar of President Obama's health care overhaul. And with that in mind, Republican leaders in the House and Senate are planning to brief their party's rank and file on what could come next. Conservatives brought a lawsuit saying that federal subsidies are only for states that operate their own insurance marketplaces. Democrats say they were designed to go to residents in every state. So far, the GOP's been divided on what its response should be. Many say assistance of some sort should continue at least.
This is AP Radio News. The Takata airbag recall continues to grow, Toyota adding 1.4 million cars, including the 2003-2007 Corolla and Matrix, as well as the Lexus SC430 convertible, the 2005 and 2006 Tundra pickups, and 2007 Sequoia SUVs added to the list. The propellant in some of those inflators can burn too quickly, blowing apart a metal canister, sending shrapnel into the passenger compartment. The Justice Department and the FBI are investigating the St. Louis Cardinals front office for allegedly hacking into the Houston Astros computer system, get insider information on players. Astros fan Haley Farrington.
It makes me think about all sports, how everything and anything can be rigged these days.
The Astros general manager, Jeff Lunau, used to head the Cardinals scouting and player development before taking the top job in Houston in 2011. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.